Grace to you in peace in Jesus' holy name. Amen. I want to thank you so much for the invite to be here. These are crazy times, but it's good that we are here in God's house, and it is a privilege for me to be here to speak to you. I want to look at the Old Testament reading today. Part of that was the whole command that I command to you today. You shall be careful to do that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you, to know what is in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. Thanksgiving, that's what this is about. And if New Year's is about making resolutions and thinking about the future, Thanksgiving is about remembering and thinking about the past. The turkey, the stuffing, the stories, they get handed down from generation to generation. And that's what makes this time, this holiday season so tough, is those generations won't be coming together and won't be sharing those stories, that family legacy. That legacy that is passed with the platters and the gravy boats. And then minds and ears filled with the details of the stories that you've heard over and over again. Some of those stories are as old as the pilgrims, and some are more recent. In the not too distant future, we'll probably all be talking about, remember that year of COVID, or year and a half, or whatever. When you sit at those tables, you can relive the past. Sometimes it's seeing an empty chair where Grandpa used to sit. Or maybe there's a few extra chairs now. The dining room table filled, and children have been relinquished to the dreaded card table. Or worse, in the basement. The older gray hairs, the younger round faces, they all tell this ongoing story that rolls through the generations. The person who has no knowledge of the family or the family history doesn't know where he comes from. And maybe in some sense doesn't have as much for which he can be thankful. That person doesn't know the things for which he should be thankful, or even whom to thank. In our Old Testament reading today, Moses is reminding the children of Israel and us, he's reminding us who we are and where we come from. He's doing that to help us remember. It's a short message that Moses gives, but he repeats it over and over. Remember the Lord. Remember and do not forget. I wonder if the children of Israel ever got tired of hearing that time after time, over and over again. I've been asked in one place, do you always have to talk about Jesus? I said, well, yeah, kind of do. But you wonder, don't you think sometimes that they just tune this old guy Moses out, just tune him out and kind of let their mind wander off for a while? You know, there he goes again. Hey, Moses, we already heard that one. How about something new? But Moses just keeps telling the old stories over and over again. They're your stories. It's your legacy. You get to hear him speak through your eyes as you peer down at the words in the page. You ever thought of writing like that? As sound drawn on paper. The very voice of Moses speaking the very word of God right there for your eyes to hear. Though he's long dead, still those images drawn on these pages, those marks and those lines, allow us to hear him tell those old stories. He says, remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness. For us, those words have an even greater meaning because we know why God did that, and that he did that not just for them thousands of years ago. He did it for us, all of us sitting here, and all those people that we wish were here with us. God has sent you a prophet far greater than Moses. He sent you Jesus Christ, his own son. And he did that to save you through his son's death and resurrection. He brought you out of a greater slavery than being trapped in Egypt. He saved you from slavery to sin. He rescued you from the future of eternal death. He rescued you from the very clutches of Satan. He drowned your enemy in the waters of holy baptism. And there he marked you as one redeemed. He called you his child. He has led you year after year through the wilderness of this world, which is a land in which you are a pilgrim, a stranger, a refugee, a foreigner. Even the way we speak sounds different than the world out there. Remember. Now, Thanksgiving isn't simply about remembering facts and dates. That's important to know. The mental exercise of recalling names and dates might be good enough to pass a test in school, but it isn't good enough for Thanksgiving. You have to remember. You see, I might know all about 1621. I might know about the Plymouth colonies, the Mayflower. I might even know William Bradford or even something he wrote. But I could never actually say I remember the first Thanksgiving. See the difference. Even if I make a, what if I made a pilgrim's hat out of construction paper? And I take a fork full of turkey and some pumpkin pie, that still wouldn't be it, would it? It's not like remembering the first Thanksgiving. A proper remembrance of Thanksgiving involves the whole person. It involves the family stories, the heritage, the culture and the life that is shared, they all need to be there. There's more to remembering than knowing the date. So when Moses says, remember, he isn't reciting a set of historical facts that it's just good to know. He wants your entire life to be one of remembering. He wants you to remember the Lord with your head and your heart and your hands. Through holy baptism, you are part of God's family. You get to sit at the table. Think about that. Who gets to sit at your table in your family? Can a stranger just walk in? You got to be part of the family, or you need a special invitation. You've been given a special invitation. Sadly, we can't celebrate that here today because of the situation we are in, but that table is a very holy and sacred table that gives us more than a morsel in a small drink. It gives us the very body and blood of Jesus Christ and cleanses us of sins, gives us forgiveness, and gives us eternal life. Our Heavenly Father's family is your family. It's a family that literally spans the globe. The table is filled with people of many and varied color and speech, and Moses teaches us, remember the Lord your God by living as his child. To be a child means first that you receive what your parents give you. You get to live in their house. You eat at their table. You call them when you are in need, and you enjoy all they possess simply out of their good nature and love for you. The same is true if you're a child of your Heavenly Father, and that's what you are. Through holy baptism. In this place, here in this house, you remember who you are. Because this is our Father's house. This altar up here is his sacred and holy table. You get to call him Father. Jesus taught us to do that. Our Father. And we know that he hears us. Because he said so. This kind of Thanksgiving isn't a one-time event. It isn't a once-a-year event. It isn't even just a small encounter with someone who is kind. This is your family. This is your family. You get to live as a child of God. A God who loves you, who delights in you. He delights to give you, provide for you, and to answer all that you need. And he does that not only here, but he does that in your own home as well. Think about all the things you have for which you should be thankful. That's what Pastor Lana asked at the beginning. You might be thinking of grander things. I was thinking of two little kids that have now permanently graced our family. I got to put my name on them, but they could be smaller things. They could be things like the fact that you have a roof, a bed, even the table where you eat. That aren't they all gifts from God? The turkey stuffing, the sweet potato pie, whatever it is, it all comes from the hand of God, and without that, we're all in sorry shape. Moses said, "The Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks, of water, of fountains and springs, flowing in the valleys and the hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vine and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land in whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you get copper. You'll eat and be full, and you will bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you." That was a land of plenty. God gives, you receive, and really nothing goes the other way. The only thing God wants from us is the worst we have to give him. All of our sin, all of our waste and our filth, and he takes it and throws it where it belongs, in a place called the pit. And he gives to us blessings that ensure we never get to go there, never have to go there, because he's called us his child. The problem is, we're living in the wilderness, and that means there may be trials, there may be troubles, there may be hunger and sickness, there may, as we well know, disease. There may be wants and tears along the way. Most certainly this year, there should be a lot of empty chairs and a lot of tables. Some belts and some of those houses are going to have to be tightened a bit. That's not a sign that the Lord has forgotten us. It's a sign that we're going through a little test. It should cause you to remember and grow. It says, "You shall remember the whole way the Lord your God has led you these 40 years, that he might humble you, testing you to know what is in your heart, whether you would keep his commands or not." Will you still live as his child when the going gets tough? Can you see that even the little you have is still a gift from God? Though some tables might even be empty this year, still have a table. That's more than some. Sadly, even some right here in this town. Can, will you fear, love, and trust in God above all things? Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. You aren't starving. You have clothes on your back. The Lord provides. The best memories that a child can give his father is to do what his father does, to walk in his ways, which is why Moses wrote, "You shall keep the commands of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing or respecting him." To be a child of our Heavenly Father means that we imitate him, that people see him through how we speak and how we act, to forgive as he forgives, to love as he loves, because we are always only a generation away from forgetting. You saw that in the history of Israel so many times. One bad king and the whole nation collapses in their faith. You see that happening in our own country. Most people here remember setting up chairs for holiday worship. Look what's happening. In spiritual matters like the rest of life, we're prone to be forgetful. And sometimes we even have selective memory. Thanksgiving Day should be a day that brings us back to the place where we remember. Remember your real thing. Today, Moses wants to jog our memory. He reminds us who we are. grandchildren of God. We have been purchased by something far more precious than gold or silver. It was with the blood of his own son. Maybe today we can't enjoy the foretaste of the feast to come, like we would, coming together in that sacred meal with Holy Communion. COVID is crushing many things. It is emptying many tables. COVID, like Satan, will fall. It will not last. It will not win. Come what may, no matter what it may bring, it can't take you out of this thing. Remember this by receiving God's gifts. Listen to his words. Come as often as you can to the holy table. Eat and drink the body and blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins and eternal life. And remember who you are. Remember, you are one who lives because you have been redeemed. Make it known among all the people. Tell everyone. Remember it with your head and your hands, your heart. Remember it with your ears. Remember it with your mouth. Make it known to everyone the wonder of this gift. With these remembrances and with thanksgiving, go pick up the platter of his blessings and tell the story. Fill in the details. Keep telling over and over and over again. Pass the grave. As you pass it down to the next generation, make sure they know how important this family is. And as you do that, enjoy all the Lord has given you. In Jesus' name, amen.